This is Northumberland at 5.
Hey, and welcome to Northumberland at 5. This is Dan Jones in with you for the next hour or so. We got a jam-packed edition. We always have a jam-packed. We're going to have some information on pride activities going on around Northumberland County. A big event coming up for Five Counties Children's Center happening this weekend. Plus, I have local artist Greg Bowman in the house. He's got an album he's given us, and we're going to play some tunes. We're going to talk to him about his musical journey and all that. So let's get started, shall we? June, of course, is Pride Month, and many activities are taking place across the county. Trent Hills Pride will host a series of events, including Pride in the Park on Saturday in Warkworth. Organizer Emilio Heda says the planned activities are family-friendly and intended to celebrate the community's diversity.
Yes, Trent Hills Pride every year brings several events to celebrate Pride in our little rural area that we live in. And we are very proud this year to have a few more events. They are promoted by the community. So, yes, it's going to be a fun June in Trent Hills with, celebrating Pride, but also celebrating diversity, equality, and inclusion.
And one of the interesting aspects I'm seeing at for your Pride event is on June 6th, the Pride in the Park at Warkworth Magic. Just tell us about that event.
Yes, Warkworth Magic is a celebration of Pride in the park, Mill Creek Park in Warkworth. We have a lineup of performers that we are very proud to present this year. Evangelina Gentle, Trash Pandas Brass Band, they are amazing. We have North of the Land, that is a local group. And also we have the Peterborough Academy of Circus Act. It's going to be some aerials and some really cool stuff. So, and of course, we have our queens, Betty and more. Betty is the one who's going to be hosting the event. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's for all family, from kids to adults, 99. So yes, even if you are more than 99, you're welcome. But yes, we have a lineup of fun events, and especially this one is fun for the whole family.
So, and how have you seen Pride activities evolve in the Campbellford area, and what's that mean to you?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
So, how have you seen the Pride events evolve from year to year in the Campbellford area, and what does it mean to you to see the growth?
It's amazing to see the community participation for Pride in our little communities, especially Warkworth and Campbellford, where we started doing just a caravan during the pandemic, and suddenly we are who we are right now. Not necessarily just a June events organization, but a year-round organization. They are bringing programs to the community. They are important. They are we are covering gaps that that the community needs, and that's what we are here for.
For more information about Pride activities in the Trent Hills area, go to trenthillspride.ca.
Cause it's
Nicola Magnolia there with I Love Country Music. Double shot there, Hit and Run. Now, she is having an album release party in 1 week today down at Victoria Hall in Cobourg, June 11th. Doors open at 7:30. Show is at 8. Now, we're helping to put that on. She's doing a live concert, so it's going to be a great show. If you have tickets, awesome. If you don't, get that checked out. It's 5:15 here on Northumberland at 5. I'm Dan Jones. Five Counties Children's Center in Cobourg is helping to prepare children with disabilities and other needs for a new school year. The event is to help children from JK to grade 3 easily transition to school, especially if they face greater challenges due to physical development or communication needs. For parents and caregivers, attending a Ready for School event can help them learn more about what their child can expect at school, classroom supports, and what's available for them. Event organizer Haley Hodges says children and families can experience school bus transportation and ask questions ahead of September.
The Ready for School Family Industry is a family event that allows children, families, and their caregivers to come together and learn about what it's like to start school. This event is for children entering kindergarten to grade 3. It talks about our services and a little bit about the basic services of what the school might provide, such as like documentation that you might need or supports that you could access, those kind of things, as well as providing an opportunity to have children and youth ride the bus, or at least sit on the bus, talk to the bus driver. The bus driver tells the parents and caregivers what kinds of things are important to tell them as they spend some time with students as well. And so transportation is also important. And then they enjoy a lunch and they go home
Okay, so from what I understand, this program is designed for children with exceptionalities and disabilities. So what are some of the services that the Cobourg location provides for Northumberland families and students?
So our centers provide OT service, PT service, speech and language, social work, therapeutic rec, family engagement, pediatrician is on site, ASD assessments, and so much more.
So then you mentioned about the school bus. Let's walk through that. I would have to imagine for some students there'd be a specialized vehicle or specialized pickup, at least in getting these children to and from school.
It really depends on the child's needs, whether or not they need specialized pickup. So the bus driver that comes will cover, things like that. Like, what do we need to know to keep your child safe during transportation to and from school?
Now, you also previously mentioned that some schools may require some documentation. Are there going to be examples of the documentation that a new parent or caregiver would need for a child going into junior kindergarten?
Yes, we will. We are trying to work with our school partners to see if they can do a visit to the event and talk about those from their perspective.
The Ready for School event for Five Counties Children's Center in Cobourg takes place Saturday, June 6th from 10 until noon. On the other side of the break, we'll talk with Greg Bowman. Stick around.
June 12th, 13th, and 14th. Mark it down. The Northumberland 897 FM Radiothon is back. Live on air with more music, more guests, and more to bid on. 3 days you won't want to miss.
Special thanks to Cameco and Books in Line.
A safer Ontario means more police and prosecutors making sure my car doesn't get stolen.
It means building new jails to keep criminals behind bars. And it means there's no need to worry when I play at the park.
We're making every corner of Ontario safer to make all of Ontario safer. That's how we protect Ontario.
For all of us.
Learn how at ontario.ca/saferontario. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
These days at your local Legion, we're marching to the beat of a different drum. On a mission to support veterans, to have fun, and to welcome everyone to our ranks. You don't have to be a veteran to join the Legion. And as a member, you'll join thousands of others serving our veterans, our communities, and our country. Oh yeah, and our Member Perks program will save you thousands on shopping, dining, products, and services across the country. Join us at legion.ca.
Hey, got a project in mind? A new deck, a shed, garage, workshop, or even an equestrian facility? NS Custom Contracting can build it without the stress. We deliver quality craftsmanship from start to finish with clear communications every step of the way. WSIB insured, meaning you can be confident in your build. Visit nsccontracting.com to see our work. Then you can call for a free quote, 905-797-3000. That's 905-797-3000. NS Custom Contracting, built on experience, built to last.
Northumberland 89.7 is live and local. From news to our programs and hosts, we provide a unique service to this area. We're Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio.
22 after 5 here on Northumberland at 5. I'm Dan Jones, joined in studio by Greg Bowman. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm good, thanks.
So, you're a local musician.
Yes.
How'd you get into it?
I've kind of played since I was a kid. My whole family was musical. My dad was a great singer, and my brothers played, and so it was always part of the growing up. I had a bunch of uncles. They all played music, so it was kind of a natural thing.
So when you mean play, do you have a favorite instrument? Did you lock in on one, or were you overall kind of jack of all trades for instruments?
Mostly guitar for myself. I can play a little bit of piano, but mostly everyone in our family was kind of drawn to guitar.
And
so, yeah.
What was it about the guitar?
I don't know. It seemed like there was always one around the house, and it was, you know, when you're younger, and my brother played, so he taught me, and it was just a kind of natural thing. I found it easier than piano. So
now you're in town. How long have you been playing in town for? I know you're,
well, I just
you're
not moved from here. Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead there. You're not from Cobourg originally.
No, I grew up in Toronto, but okay. I've lived in the States for about 30 years.
30 years.
And just moved up back to Canada, thankfully, about a month ago. I'm very glad to be back.
So we were kind of chatting off air, and you were mentioning you were kind of down and doing some Nashville stuff. You've been playing all over the U.S. Tell me about that experience.
Just really wherever. I lived some time. I spent some time in Florida, played a little bit down there, and I had a business down there. And I had a coffee shop. We had open mics every Friday, and got to know a lot of people that way. My son started playing that when he was like 12 years old, and now he's a professional musician in Nashville. About a year and a half ago, he produced an album for me, which we were able to incorporate a lot of his friends from Nashville that also played when they were kids at my coffee shop. So it's kind of full circle.
Now, What's the scene down there? I mean, you're in Florida. What do you mean? Tell us a bit about the music scene that you were noticing down there.
It was okay. It was mostly bars that play happy hours and things like that. It wasn't great. Not a great music scene there. My son played it for a little while. Then he moved to Nashville, and so I go back and forth to see him. And of course, it's a great music scene in Nashville for all types of music. He's not country, but there's a great music scene, independent singer-songwriter stuff, and rock and roll, everything's there.
So you moved back to Cobourg.
Yeah.
You moved to the Cobourg area, so you moved back.
Yeah.
What drew you here?
Oh, we were just trying to get close to Toronto, but not in Toronto.
Okay.
My daughter lives there, and my sister is in Toronto still. But when we found Cobourg, it just seemed to have everything. I mean, the waterfront's amazing, and just a beautiful town.
And have you settled in? How have you found the music finding, playing, listening? How do you find that here?
Oh, well, I'm just kind of getting my foot in the door, I think. I've done a couple of open mics and met some really nice people. But, yeah, hope to kind of keep checking that out.
Now, 2 weeks ago, I guess you approached us here at the station. And, you know, we're big fans of local music. So, we have a good catalog of local musicians. That's a nice plug for all you local guys out there. If you want your stuff, bring it over here. We'll air it. But you dropped off this album.
Yeah.
A 7-track album. Mm-hmm. It's just titled Greg Bowman.
Yeah.
It's kind of like self-titled or no titled. Is that?
Yeah, more no titled, yeah. I guess. Yeah. I mean, I made my first album at the ripe age of 62. So
right on.
I wasn't sure what I was. It was kind of a long time coming. So, and my son produced it for me. My daughter plays piano on it. And it was a great experience. I'd never recorded before. So it was. I found it fascinating.
Oh, wonderful. So it's a family affair.
Oh, very much so, yeah.
How did you find that? Nice bonding experience?
It was great. Yeah. Yeah. We hope to do another one within about 6 months. I think we're going to try to do one more.
And the song we're going to play here in a minute is called Try to Go Back.
Yeah.
And what's the genesis of that?
Well, I had worked on that song for a long time. And I'd gone to a workshop hosted by the Milk Carton Kids down in near Woodstock, New York. Okay. And it's kind of a songwriting camp where you spend a few days and they give you instruction. And I was kind of struggling. And this song, I played it for one of the Milk Carton Kids. And at the last day of this camp, they actually played it with me. So it kind of gave me a lot of confidence that they would play that song with me. And I came home and I wrote a bunch of songs within a short period after that. They kind of gave me a big boost.
Right on. So we're just going to play that song right now. How's that?
That's great.
All right. We'll be back with Greg Bowman in just a minute.
I don't mind missing the train. I don't mind watching the rain. I can't bring souls from the grave. Not enough for you to feel safe. I can't walk down a railway track. Try to go back. Try to go back. The train has come and I can hear it home. Baby, don't run. Baby, don't. Remember when you were a kid, everything under a lid. I can see the sun breaking through, doesn't mean nothing to you. Train has come and I can hear it home. and I still feel the chill. So different on top of the hill. And I can't walk down a railway track, try to go back, try to go back. The train has come and I can hear it
Hello there, Sean Bryan here. I'm hosting a show called Tea and Toast every Sunday morning from 11 a.m. till noon. We'll have some fun themed sets, listen to some new releases, and delve into artists' rarely heard tracks. We're going to play some comfy, cozy sounds to get your day started. So put the kettle on, have a nice cuppa, and we'll ease into our Sunday together right here on 89.7, Northumberland's truly local radio.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jacob of SMM Law Professional Corporation. We can assist you with wills, powers of attorney, real estate, business transactions, construction liens, small claim court matters. If we can't help you with something, we will find you someone who can. Call SMM Law at 905-372-3395 or email hello@smmlaw.com. SMM Law, we are here for you.
At Coburg Wine Cellar, wine is our passion. Spring and summer are right around the corner, and Coburg Wine Cellar is here to help you prepare for every occasion. Whether it's by the pool, on the deck, around the campfire, or even a wedding, we have amazing wines for you to make and enjoy. We've been making wine for 18 years, and you can have yours ready in just 4 to 6 weeks at affordable prices. Coburg Wine Cellar. Love local, buy local, love your wine. 513 Division Street, Coburg. Call 905-373-9463 or visit coburgwinecellar.ca, a wine expert authorized dealer.
Ready to melt away stress? Experience the Halo Head Spa at Village Beauty Bar in Port Hope. This deeply relaxing, premium treatment combines therapeutic scalp massages and soothing cleansing rituals to restore balance to your hair and mind. During June, we're offering 20% off to everyone who works in schools. You do so much and deserve total tranquility after a long school year. Call or text 905-373-8260 to book your escape today.
And now, Northumberland Humane Society Pet of the Week, brought to you by Northumberland 89.7 FM. Meet Simon, a big, handsome cat with an even bigger heart. This sweet, playful boy loves belly rubs and is looking for a calm, loving home to help support his weight loss journey. Simon would do best with respectful kids and possibly a laid-back dog after proper introductions. Visit northumberland897.ca or stop by the local pet pantry in Brighton to meet Simon, because every pet deserves a loving home.
At Northumberland 89.7, we bring you a wide variety of programs. If you miss a show, remember, you can always catch our special interviews and programs on your time. Just go to the podcast section of our website and select the show you want to listen to. It's all at northumberland897.ca.
25 away from 6 o'clock here on Northumberland 89.7. Greg Bowman in here. Greg, it's been that last tune we played there, Try to Go Back, pretty impressive tune. Now, earlier on in the interview, we were talking about how you just made your first album at 62.
Yep.
What took so long?
Oh, when I moved to Florida, I bartended for about 15 years. So it took me out of playing music because I was always working at night. It wasn't until I opened a coffee shop years later and started incorporating music into the shop that I kind of got back into it. And then both my kids play music and are musicians, and it was something we always did together. So with these open mics we would have at our coffee shop was a really fun time. They're like your family time.
So was it hard to get back into it, or was it like riding a bike?
It was just something I always did for myself anyway. Yeah. But it was kind of hard to get out and play again in front of people. But you get used to it again.
Was that more of a confidence issue, shaking off the rush kind of thing?
Yeah. I was never that comfortable playing out. Okay. So it's just something, if you do it enough, you get comfortable. But it had been a while for sure.
So this album you dropped off, Greg Bowman, what does the, I guess, the overall theme you're going to say of the album and what brought it all together?
Oh, I wrote a lot of the songs in a short period, about a month. I probably wrote about 20 songs, and then we picked 7. But there's one in there for my daughter. There's one in there for my son. It was definitely, I was thinking that, you know, if I could leave some songs behind, that was kind of something I wish I'd had for my own dad. So that was definitely the theme for me.
So when you're kind of picking away at the guitar, are you kind of coming up with new stuff just spontaneously, or are you just kind of, how does your process go to building a song at this point?
Oh, I try to write on a regular basis in the mornings, and sometimes it just feels like the songs will just come out of the guitar, and I'll just fool around till something, a melody will come to me, and then from that maybe some lyrics, but that's how I do it anyway.
Now, do you find that when you just are kind of fooling around, you create some really good stuff, some of your best stuff, because there's no pressure, or how do you find the fiddling around part going?
Yeah, you just kind of try something new and try not to play songs you've already played, and sooner or later something good will come. And then I end up, if I get a good melody, I'll just kind of record it really quickly in my phone and go back to it that way.
Now, I'm starting... part of radio, you listen to a lot of music, and sometimes you see artists or you hear artists kind of going back to what made them kind of famous, or, you know, you hear that same beat or the same kind of startup from one song to the next. How do you go about avoiding trying to kind of mirror or copycat a similar song?
You just try to be really honest with your lyrics, I think. And then if you are, they're going to be more personal. John Prine has a saying that if you don't feel embarrassed after what you just wrote, you're probably not doing it right. So you have to kind of dig deep. And then I've got a lot of heroes in music, but yeah, you try not to sound exactly the same as them.
So you said about embarrassing. Is it because you're being open and very vulnerable for everyone to listen to, or how's that the embarrassing part? Is the vulnerability?
You want to be vulnerable, and you'll probably write something fresh, and you won't be writing something that somebody's already heard before if you can open up like that.
So then, when you talk about vulnerability, do you find that difficult to write about heartbreak or love songs or?
Yeah, I don't. I'm in a really happy marriage, so I find it hard to write sad love songs, I guess. Most of my songs aren't really about that.
But you could, I guess you could be a general speaker of that.
For sure.
A lot of heartbreak, the more personal, usually the more impactful the song, right? So is that kind of how you go about your writing, is try to get as personal as you can?
It's just an exercise and just kind of letting the words come out. And often a song will be completely written and I still really don't know what it's about. And it will take me a few days till I realize what I was really trying to say. It's an odd thing.
So then when you're building a song, do you write the lyrics first or do you come up with the instrumentals?
Always the melody first, yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes at the same time, but usually it's the melody, and then I'll just kind of hum along till I find something.
So is there a struggle sometimes to find the right instrumental to go with the lyrics?
I can never seem to write lyrics first. I have to have a melody first, and then I can usually come up with something.
Now, do you have to build the melody first, like the entire melody, or do you kind of go piece by piece, how do you build that then?
Kind of piece by piece, as you're playing. For me, it's always on the guitar, so I'll just kind of try to work it out there first. And sometimes I'll have something, I'll just keep playing it over and over and over until some words will come out.
Now, we're going to play another song, your second song here. It's called Night Came Down.
Mm-hmm.
How'd it come down? What's going on here in this song?
Oh, this one I wrote for my daughter. And just wanted to write a poem for her. I guess that would be the best way to put it.
Right on. Well, we'll hear that right now.
Thanks.
Well, the night came down like 1,000 pounds, drove me to the ground, to the earth and clean. And there ain't no reason to be looking back. That train has left the track, nothing left to say. When you're balanced on the edge of it, knife is sharp as it can be, but it's all right, you can't fall with me. When I look at you, I see reflections of every shade of love through all these years. And if the black dog comes knocking at your door, tell him you don't want no more, you've had enough of tears. When you're balanced on the edge of it, knife is sharp as it can be, but it's all right, you can't fall with me. Come down, you might see the sun. Maybe meet someone who's got a heart that's true. When the darkness travels across your face, leaving just a trace, but you shine on through. When you're balanced on the edge of it, knife is sharp as it can be, but it's all right, you can't fall with me.
Hey, that was local musician Greg Bowman with Night Came Down, 5:45 here on Northumberland at 5. The annual spring fundraising tradition is taking shape in Northumberland County to help combat food insecurity. The United Way Northumberland is hosting its Bite Back Against Hunger event June 18th. Foodies will enjoy classic French Mediterranean cuisine and a great dining experience while having the chance to raffle prizes. All funds raised go to support Northumberland Eats initiative. I spoke with Northumberland United Way Executive Director Alicia Van Dyne about this event.
This is our second annual Bite Back Against Hunger, and it's really an amazing culinary experience to have an amazing meal and be able to provide to our Northumberland Eats project.
Now, from what I understand about Northumberland Eats project, it's about increasing food security in the county. How much are tickets? Where can I get them? And what's on the menu?
So I can give you a little sneak peek on the menu. It's a French Mediterranean cuisine. It's going to be 5 courses. There's going to be some duck confit. There's going to be an amazing cinnamon ice cream, which is handmade by Chef Stasi. The location of this year's event is at the Midi Bistro, which is down on the main street down in Coburg on King. Tickets are $175. There'll be a $100 tax receipt. And as we mentioned, all of this is going to help fight food insecurity here in Northumberland County.
Now, I understand there's another aspect of this called the golden draw or a golden ticket. What's that about? And then there's also a cork program.
Yes, yeah, so the golden raffle ticket is a chance to win a table for six to repeat another specially curated meal. And so it'll be an opportunity for you to win a really amazing party at Meaty Bistro to pick your own menu. And it's being donated, of course, by Chef Stasi and his wife, Cynthra.
Let's move on to the cork program. $20 gets you a cork, but what do you win for the cork?
So we will have a wall of wine, and each of the corks has a number on it. So people take a lucky number, and it's a mystery. So some folks are going to walk out with $10 to $20 bottles of wine, but somebody is going to walk away with a $100 bottle of wine, and it's all the luck of the cork.
Wow. So where can I get tickets? I guess, can I get tickets for all three functions of the event at the same spot, or are there, how do I go about the tickets?
So you can go on our website right now and purchase for your event entry for the dinner. You can also pre-purchase your golden raffle ticket, and on the day of the event we'll be selling the corks, and that way people get to pick their specific number.
So then go back to last year when you're organizing this Bite Back program. How did it come about that this was the project you landed on?
We were very fortunate to have some board members who wanted to do something extraordinary to help with our food insecurity programs. And so I'm not sure if your listeners might remember, but Lisa Vout, who is the owner of Pomona in Colborne, suggested that we do a gala function. And we really couldn't find a location that really worked for us. And so she suggested, instead of doing one night big gala, why don't we take over her restaurant for four nights? And so on those four nights, she has 28 seats, and it could be very small, intimate. People could really learn a lot about the food and the food history from Lisa. And it made the event so magical and special. And so for us to do this year, we have this brand new partnership with Chef Stasi and Cynthra, the owners of the Meaty Bistro, to give us a French Mediterranean experience to learn a little bit about not only them as people, their culture, but why they love French and Mediterranean food. And so the wonderful thing about this restaurant is it is a little bit larger. And so there's 60 seats. And so it's a really nice way to balance that intimate feeling and do some amazing things here in Northumberland by providing those donations.
The Bite Back Against Hunger event is taking place June 18th. On the other side of the break, community announcements.
This is Andy Mack for the Sounds of Scotland show. Join me on Sunday afternoons at 2 p.m. for the Sounds of Scotland. Each week I'll be playing a great mix of Scottish music, from the bothy ballads to the bagpipes, Scottish dance music, folk music, new music, some old stuff, sharing a laugh and a half along the way. That's the Sounds of Scotland show with me, Andy Mack, Sunday afternoons at 2 p.m. right here on Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio. See you then.
Calling all animal lovers, the Northumberland Humane Society invites you to the Rainbow Bridge Walk for Paws on Sunday, June 14th from 5 to 8 p.m. in Victoria Park, Coburg. This heartfelt community event celebrates the pets who changed our lives forever while helping local animals still waiting for their forever homes. Pre-register today for only $10, with children under 10 free. Raise $100 or more and be among the first 100 fundraisers to receive an exclusive memorial t-shirt. Visit northumberlandhs.com and join us for the Rainbow Bridge Walk for Paws, presented by the Coburg Pet Nanny.
This is Sherry from Port Hope Public Library, your destination for inspiration, imagination, and information. A new month is here. Join us for our great regular programming at the Mary J. Benson Branch, beginning with chess and Scrabble on Sundays at 11:30 a.m. Bring your friends or meet new ones here. On Mondays, join us for Baby Time at 11 a.m. with songs, stories, and bubbles for babies one and under. Also on Mondays is Unfinished Stitchery at 2 p.m. Don't miss great conversation, laughter, and time to finish those stitchery projects. Our homeschool group meets the first Tuesday of every month at 1 p.m. with a fun educational activity each month with other homeschool families. On Wednesdays, it's Toddlers and Waddlers at 10:30 a.m. in partnership with Early On Northumberland for stories and interactive play for toddlers up to age 4. The first Wednesday of every month at 1 p.m., we have a special Ukrainian meetup to connect, socialize, and practice Ukrainian. And finally, summer means story time in Memorial Park every Friday morning at 10:30 a.m. Join us under a tree for family and kids' stories. As always, check out our new and ongoing library programs on our website at porthopepubliclibrary.ca and on our social media.
Here's what's happening in Northumberland.
Hi, this is Andrea with What's Happening. Concerts in Brighton's Memorial Park begin every Wednesday evening at 6:30, starting June the 3rd, featuring Bentwood Rocker. Warkworth Market at the Muse, products of local farmers, makers, and artists. Fridays, starting June 5th, from 1 to 5 p.m. The Primrose Donkey Sanctuary are now offering a traditional English tea with a minimum group of four. Call to book your table. Sheila, 905-375-4673. The Rose Quest and Sewing Magic presents Dungeons, Dragons, and Dignity for All, Saturday, June the 6th at 5:30 at the Port Hope United Church in Port Hope. Art Salad Garden Art Show, the 9th annual outdoor art show with 20 vendors' tents, and that's at 10821 County Road 2 in Grafton, Saturday, June the 6th at 10 a.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. St. Peter's Church in Coburg is having an indoor yard sale, Saturday, June the 6th from 9 to noon. Drop off donations from Monday to Thursday before from 9 to noon, but please no appliances. Northumberland Family Pride Festival is Saturday, June 6th at 10 a.m. Join in for a fun family day event in Memorial Park in Port Hope. The Hope Agricultural Heritage Club annual open house is Saturday, June the 6th and Sunday, June the 7th, and that's from 9 to 3. There's a barbecue at 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., and that's at 5077 County Road 10, north of Port Hope. The YMCA Northumberland Rainbow Run. Come out and celebrate diversity Sunday, June 7th. It starts at 9:30 a.m. at the Coburg Yacht Club.
If you have an upcoming event you'd like us to share, email info at northumberland897.ca.
Take back everything that I did.
Matthew Holtby there with Big Mouth on Northumberland at 5. That's going to do it for me today, folks. On the other side of the break, we got some news by Cecilia Naismith and the Doug and Ken Show, kicking off with Dougie McBain. Remember, folks, have yourselves a great time, a great weekend, and take care of yourselves and each other.
Sunlight streaming through the window on champagne afternoons, making love till midnight, knowing it feels alright, sleeping by the light of the moon. Stormy weather is all gone. Stormy weather is all gone. There's no died.